Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, that was kind of a mellow one. Coming to you from the UCB Theater Sunset location. You can hear the difference from the Franklin location because it's got a higher ceiling. It's an echoier vibe. We're in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, May 6, 2016. And I know some of you spent Labor Day yesterday making name tags, and I'd like to see them, if you don't mind. Jeff Rassic Park, excellent. 51st Cates, great job. Armin Gidden, your name's Armin?
Yeah.
Okay. Love Maxually, that's a pretty interesting one. Max, is that your name? Very good. All right, we got plenty of good ones for everybody to choose from. Thank you guys for bringing those. Let's do some Doug plugs. Orlando, Florida, Doug Loves Movies comes back to the Improv on International Drive this Saturday, September 10th at 4:20. The next Doug Loves Movies here in LA is on Monday, September 12th at Meltdown Comics at 9 o'clock. Houston at Happy Hour, September 30th. Dallas at 4:20 on October 1st. Boston, October 8th. More dates and deeds at DougLovesMovies.com. Where? DougLovesMovies.com. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. As you can see, there's five guest chairs here tonight, so I overdid it with the booking. But but that means you're going to get lots more stuff in the bag, I'm assuming. But I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a book called Beyond Heaven's River by Greg Bear, paperback edition. Some shit I got somewhere that I'm not gonna use. It's Mikey V's 512 pot sauce. And I don't think it has pot in it per se, but it's got like hemp spices in it, right? Is that right? I don't know. Yes? Okay, cool. And this is a neat little item that I found in all of my crap. From the original release of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, a button that says E.T. lives. Yeah, because, you know, nothing like a spoiler on a button. So that's all the stuff I brought, plus you're going to get all the stuff that my guests brought. So please give a big, warm welcome to Sean Jordan, Susie Nakamura, Tyler Labine, Ken Reed, and Graham Elwood. All right. Yeah, clear your throats, everybody. It's time to do some talking.
Some warm-ups.
Let's meet them individually, starting with our one of our two first-timers tonight. It's Susie Nakamura, everybody. Sitting right there. Can't get over it. Star of Dr. Ken on ABC.
I was trying to look for an old picture of you and me because I remember the last time I saw, the last time, or maybe the first and only time we've ever taken a picture together was on the roof of the Standard Hotel downtown. Do you remember that?
Nope. It was the
good position to be in the roof of.
I'm still going to find it and I'm going to send it to you.
You roof dropper.
I might have never gone back after that. It wasn't awful. It wasn't awful. I
like it there, but I don't know why you were there, or why I was there, or why we took a picture because we know each other. We're on a nice roof.
I have no idea who took the picture. I don't know why we were there.
It's just nice to be on a roof that's not on fire for once.
Yeah.
If you take a selfie on the roof, is it called a roofie?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, everybody, wait your turn to speak.
If it wasn't for our frequent blackouts, I would have more details, but that's all. I just have a picture.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever find it, let me know.
Okay.
Maybe post it on the internet.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be neat. And when does Dr. Ken come back?
Dr. Ken comes back September 23rd, Fridays, which is a Friday.
Okay.
At 8:30 p.m., 7:30 Central.
Perhaps more importantly, I was looking at your IMDb page today, and you're credited as computer wizard in 8mm with Nicolas Cage.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that movie, there's a lot to forget when you watch that movie. There's a lot of stuff to try to erase from your mind.
Yes.
So I don't recall you being in that. Do you remember your lines? What kind of stuff you say as a computer wizard?
He comes to me with a picture that I need to sort of clarify so he could see more clearly.
Like magnify?
Yeah, or something. I had to say something that...
Very technical. Enhance?
It was magnify or something like
some
that.
Some real Minority Report shit.
Depixelate?
And...
But Nicolas Cage specifically was like, fix this picture.
And then basically, and I forgot, he made out a face or a third person or something like that.
Well, that's a big moment in the movie. We realize there's two people in the room. I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah. Is that the one with the dude with the
leather mask?
Yeah.
And then
Chris Bauer.
The machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I do remember the script being way better than what ended up being the movie.
Okay.
It was different. It was different.
It must have been the best script ever because that movie was awesome.
I don't remember.
Well, let's say hello to you then, Mr. 8mm fan. It's Tyler Labine, everybody.
Hi.
Star of the program Deadbeat, that we're all sad is... two seasons and three seasons.
Three, recently defunct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But now, don't be sad. You should have known that news already. But, weird audience member. But you should be excited because that means he's free to do other stuff, including a motion picture people can see soon called Zoom.
Yeah, I have a movie called Zoom that just came out with Gael García Bernal. I love saying that name.
Gael García Bernal. If you don't say it right, you seem like you really learned it.
I never met him. He's in the movie is like three different movies. One is like a fully rotoscope, like animated portion of the movie that he's in. Then Allison Pill and I from Allison Pill. You guys know her from
Love her.
Scott Pilgrim in the Newsroom. And so many other awesome things. She, her and I star in another one. And then Mariana Jimenez, who's from Brazil. Everyone knows her, right? Mariana Jimenez? Come on, like Jimenez heads in the house.
No, not a single. No, sorry.
Okay, never mind. She's awesome.
Well, you will if you watch Zoom.
Go check it out. It's a really, really bizarre movie. There's a lot of crazy things, like a guy losing his penis out of the blue, and a lady getting breasts that are way too big for her body out of the blue, and people shooting each other.
I think you're watching the wrong movie.
Is Jason Priestley in this?
Yeah, Jason Priestley is in it. There's a lot of people in it. It's really awesome.
All right. When and where can they see it?
You can see that at one cinema here in Los Angeles. I believe it's the... Where's my guy? It's in NoHo. There's a, go to the website.
The Lemley 7.
Yes, I think it's Lemley 7 in NoHo. Mm-hmm. But you can check out the trailer, and it's available on IMDb. I mean, trailer's on IMDb, movie's on iTunes right now.
Okay.
Which is probably where most people will see it. So feel free to do that, too.
Zoom, check it out. That's what I say.
That's a plug, Doug. Plug, Doug.
You didn't put on your best sandals to come down here and not plug your
shoe. I did. I don't wear these. These are foot dungeons. I don't subscribe to the tyranny of the shoe.
You play characters all the time that have to wear shoes, so in your everyday life, just
this is
get
me.
Those toes out. Ken Reed is here, everybody. Let's hear it for Ken.
Thank you very much.
Visiting us from Boston for a few days. We've got a Boston fan in the audience.
Excellent.
And you also have your own podcast. It's about television.
Indeed.
I think you and your podcast and my podcast should get together and fight or something.
I'd be up for that. I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
yeah.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's called TV Guidance Counselor.
Right.
Yeah.
And every episode you just delve into a fall TV guide preview issue?
Sometimes. Like, I own pretty much every issue, and so someone picks an old issue from whenever they were a kid and they write down everything they'd watch that week, and then we just talk about their choices that
week. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do when I'm on your show.
All right.
I'm going to bring a goddamn I used to save TV Guide fall preview
edition. Is important. Yeah.
So I'll bring one that's special to me for whatever reason.
Fantastic.
Probably maybe when Taxi premiered.
1980. 79.
And we'll talk about that someday. I keep telling you I'm going to do your podcast.
I believe you.
Okay.
You're busy,
really
man.
Going to happen. And thank you for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And for sitting next to Sean Jordan, you guys. Sean Jordan's here.
Yo.
Frequent guest on the show. This is his 30th appearance.
There's a website that keeps track. Somebody keeps track of how many times we're
on
this.
Yeah, and I said that number to be silly because it's probably more in the teens.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
fight, for being truthful, fight. Yeah, probably.
But thank you for being here. Now you're an L.A. transplant, so I can call you whenever I want to have too many guests.
Yeah, Doug.
And
I'll be lucky number six anytime. What is it? Yeah?
No, there's five of you.
There's five people.
Yeah.
Well, I like lucky number six, so here
okay.
you go.
Okay. I tried to get six, but T.J. Miller's out of town. I try to think of someone who'd be like, oh, well, it'd just be five people watching TJ talk. And
they're
finally,
like spotters.
Probably the person who's been on the show more than any other person alive, it's Graham Elwood!
Hey, what's up? Hey!
Graham, do you have any pictures of yourself on a roof with Susie?
Not offhand, but I do have an autographed picture of T.J. Miller that I'm going to put in the prize bag.
Whoa! Well, let's get into it. What do you got for the prize bag?
Oh, buddy, we've got a T.J. Miller. I'm guessing this is like a 2002 headshot.
What is that stain?
Was this on a wall?
Stain on the back? I don't know. I went through the Comedy Film Nerd's garage today and went through some shit. Like a Never Not Funny T-shirt, everybody. Come on now. That's a great podcast.
Are these for the press, or are you just showing us things you own?
I just wanted to go through some stuff I got and stuff you guys could never have. This is a shirt from Laura House, How to Hate Yourself. So think about that.
Who doesn't like that on a shirt?
Don't need lessons on that.
How about a Doug Benson hypocritical oaf poster, ladies
and
gentlemen?
Whoa, it's so sweet of you to have saved that for all this time.
Yeah, and the Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies. This is an actual prize. featuring a foreword by Doug Benson. Susie Nakamura wrote a couple chapters in here.
Oh!
One chapter.
And then some stickers from San Francisco Indie Fest.
These are all free.
This is all free shit. That's in the font of the Giants. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, you got a bag for all that stuff?
No, I thought you did.
You just carried it in a pile?
Yeah, like a gypsy.
Balanced it on your head on the way in.
A bindle stick.
Yeah. Well, pass it down to somebody that has a bag, and maybe they'll put it in their bag or something. Or
it's I can put it in my bag.
It really is just a pile of stuff. Yeah, just bring it to me, Graham.
And bags Susie, you wear on your head.
Susie could start describing what she brought. Thank you.
I brought Kung Fu Panda 3 Awesome Edition DVD and digital HD.
Hell yeah.
Nice gift.
I brought my own personal cast gift from the first season of The West Wing.
Oh, that's neat.
It nice. Says 9/22/99. Maybe that's the day we premiered, I'm not sure. Breaks.
Deep personal meaning, this gift.
It might be.
Breaks over, that's what it says. And then from the movie Lincoln, which I played a injured Civil War. No, none of that's true. just a Lincoln salt and pepper shaker set.
Whoa.
But it's from the movie Lincoln. That's not true.
I
either.
Like that the side, it has Lincoln on tater tots as the demonstration of how to use salt.
Yeah, here we go.
It'd be neat if you could put the pepper in the top hat.
Do you think
hat.
The pepper's in the top hat in the, or his face?
The no, hat. The top hat's a pepper receptacle.
Always. Yeah. Pepper's in the hat always.
Yeah, hair is salt.
In the face.
Yeah.
It's true. Lincoln freed the tots. Ken, what do you have for the bag?
I brought a traditional couple copies of TV Guide. We have one from 1979. This is March 16th, 1991. I brought a...
Which part of that you're excited about?
Yeah, yeah. That one does feature the live-action Ninja Turtles in a kind of sexy pose with Barbara Walters. I brought a St. Little Richard candle for, what, you know, like a, just the night in. A copy of my new album, The Vanity Project Volume 1 Hollywood Land, recorded here in Hollywood. Some buttons and a t-shirt with my name on it. On the front, not written on the tag. And a bag. And a bag from
a
place.
And you brought a bag. Yeah. This, see how that's done, Graham?
Yeah.
It's got a couple handles on it.
Well, if he's going to come out and brag, look at how rich I am. I got a paper bag. You know what I mean?
I commissioned that bag. They cut down one whole tree. I was like, I want a bag.
All right, well, Susie and Ken, please pass all those wonderful things down to me. And Sean Jordan's going to tell us about what he brought.
I brought some popcorn because I eat popcorn when I watch movies. And I brought some candy. All right, you guys remember Warheads? Yeah?
Yes.
They have the Warhead. They're like those gummy worms, but they're Warheads now. So fucking, I dare you, right?
They're combining every goddamn candy, yeah. Every single possibility. There's no such thing as a new candy anymore.
Plus, putting worms after sounds like a weird disease that kids would get. Like, kids get Warhead worms.
Lucky them. I don't have an album out, but I'm trying to do it with Kill Rock Stars, so I brought my roommate and very funny comedian Ian Carmel's album, who already is with Kill Rock Stars out, to try to get everyone to tweet at them to put an album out with me.
Okay.
So do that, and then American Psycho, a copy of American Psycho.
Sweet.
This is dope. Yeah.
Well, Tyler's going to hang on to that.
You didn't win the game yet, dog.
I'll put it in the bag later.
Oh, if he wins, he gets to keep the prizes?
He doesn't have a bag either.
That's how it works.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Any bags?
Give me
yeah,
that.
You do.
Tyler, what'd you bring?
I don't know. I brought
help them out
stuff. They're hats, so you don't need a bag. You just put them on your head.
They're good for pepper. Put pepper in there.
Yeah, both of them. You have to wear both hats.
Just stack them and put
them
on.
They go together. They're sewn together, actually.
But that's pretty cool. The first one, I gotta say.
It's a movie I did called Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yes. With Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, with Alan Tudyk. Which he's never heard that one.
Never.
Alan Tudyk. So this is the one that the distribution company put out. And then I had like five of these from the Canadian distribution company. I made a hat for the movie that said Giver on it. I don't know if anybody's seen the movie. But it's a Canadian expression. I'm Canadian. It's like the equivalent of like, I don't even want to say it. It's like get her done because I hate that expression. But in Canada, we say like fucking Giver. Like, if you're about to, like, chug a beer and someone's like, I don't know if I can do it, you're like, yes, you can, just fucking give her. So that's where that came from. And this is, there's only about five of these that I know of. So this is like kind of a rare one from Tucker and Dale. And it's like the one I wore in the movie. So that's what I brought.
Very nice. Those are awesome.
Never.
That's so much more polite, too, than get her.
Get her done or fucking give her, buddy. Like, want to go for a rip? Yeah, give her. Give her, man. It's got a nice cadence to it.
All right. Graham, let's start with you. During the intense questioning portion of the program, what was the last movie you saw, sir, and remember you're under oath?
Douglas Benson, last night I saw Morgan, which is Ex Machina meets Jason Bourne meets a bad script. Yeah, it's a really Ridley Scott squirreled up $8 million so his son could direct a movie that was written probably by his college roommate. And it's a bag of shit. It's a horrible disaster of a film, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to use an announcer voice to make it sound a little bit better. That 92 minutes of my life were completely wasted last night at the Arclight in Sherman Oaks. Yeah, did that answer your question, Tuck?
Thank you, Graham.
I know where I'm going after this.
Yeah.
We did a spoiler up of it for Comedy Film Nerds that are come out this week if you want to hear all the details of how horrible it is.
Okay, fair enough. Susie? Same question.
I just saw a Big Hero 6 and Zootopia double feature.
What?
Is this your way of saying everybody you're having a baby? Is this?
No, I just had tonsillitis. So I was
same
kinda,
thing. You only wanted to watch colorful animated.
Yeah, I was posted
films.
Up in my living room for a couple, 2-3 days.
If those two movies, if you had to choose between the two of them, which one would you say is better?
I'm going to have to say Zootopia.
Zootopia, she
wrong.
Said.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, I heard her. I disagree. I strongly disagree.
Give her.
Whoa.
Get her.
Yeah, with Zootopia, I was like, nah. With Big Hero 6, I was like, fucking give her,
they're both animated, but they're two completely different movies.
Yeah, it's not fair to really judge.
Yeah, but all animated movies are different.
Do you like Elizabeth the First with Helen Mirren or Elizabeth the First with, what's her name?
The other broad.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The apples and oranges is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're not comparable.
Yeah.
Okay. So Zootopia is sort of like an animated 8mm.
It is.
It's like 16mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Ken, what did you see?
I watched The Birds at Hollywood Forever on Saturday night, but you know, that's from 1963, so it might not be appropriate. I saw Ghostbusters, I think was the last movie I saw in the theater.
No, I want to talk The Birds.
All right, let's talk The Birds.
How did that hold up for you? Because some of the effects are pretty cheesy nowadays.
The effects didn't bother me so much as like the first 90 minutes of Douglas Sirk melodrama that leads up to anything interesting happening.
Right, it takes forever for The Birds. Like, there's a lot of hints there's going to be a bird situation.
Yeah,
but they don't get right into it.
Where the hell are the birds? It's we're playing practical jokes.
What's this, birds?
Yeah. Like, and as much as I like Suzanne Plachette, like, okay, smoke another cigarette for 20 minutes.
Well, you knew because the movie's called Birds. There's got to be birds.
The biggest
it's
hint,
not
huh?
called, you know, smoking. When there's much more smoking than birds.
Everybody smoked back then.
Much more deadly as well.
Yeah, because doesn't somebody throw a cigarette into a bunch of oil at the gas station?
That is great. But the best part is everyone in the diner's like, Mister, don't do it! And this guy looks at them and lights a cigarette. It is up to his ankles in gas.
Yeah.
And they're yelling at him for maybe a full minute not to drop the match in the gas. And then he's like, and drops the match in the gas. And then the whole town goes up.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
They didn't understand gasoline back in 1963. That's a weird
or
little mini flood.
Idiots.
Anything combustible. They just didn't quite have a grasp on it yet.
Sean, I've got a different question for you.
What's that, Doug?
Just say yes.
No, same question.
Oh. Well, now I can't remember. I was ready to answer something different. Jason Bourne was the last movie I went to.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. It was good. I mean, I didn't mind it. It wasn't the best Bourne movie.
Sure.
By any means, but it was all right.
Yeah, which was?
Which one has the fight scene where dude comes flying in through the window and he uses the book?
That's all of the first one.
Yeah. I'm talking about where he flies. Yeah, no shit. All of them. Where the dude flies and he's using like a book for self-defense in a real small room. I think it's the second one. Nobody knows what
Born Identity
it is.
Was Born Identity, Born Ultimatums, the second one.
Born Supremacy was the third one?
Born yeah. Free.
Is that the one that looked like they shot it through a wet rag?
That one was fun.
Or if there's a guy who rented Born Free thinking it was one of the Born movies and sits through like an hour and a half being like, what the fuck is this?
What is Matt Damon going to do some parkour on these animals?
It's fucking lions, boring, man.
Yeah, we never really get a great discussion going when the Jason Bourne the movie comes up because it's just like I feel like I've seen it without having seen it. Yeah,
what is there to talk about, really?
Yeah,
they really tried to throw a lot of backstory in there, which I don't need.
Oh, they haven't done that in any of the other ones.
They tried to sew it all up where you're just like, I stopped giving a fuck. Like,
like
a long
this
time
is
ago.
One where he realizes who he really is.
Yeah,
the hero of the movies doesn't give a shit about his past. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know it anyway.
No.
Was there a scene where he was underwater and then suddenly opened his eyes?
No.
Really? That's a departure?
They skipped it this time. Just a lot of hazy flashbacks where you can't, like, even on the last flashback, you're like, I don't know what was going on in any flashback. They're all, like, blurry. Yeah. But it was all right, you know? I like everything, so it was all right.
All right. Traffic sucked when I was in Vegas, like, when they were shooting the chase scene in Vegas, and it ruined traffic in Vegas for a few nights. So I thank them for that.
What are you driving around in Vegas for?
I do a little Ubering on the side in Vegas.
It's Doug Benson's Vegas tour. He drives tourists around.
I keep it in this quadrant when I'm in Vegas. I don't really get too much rolling, but, you know.
Tyler Labine.
Yes.
Last movie you saw?
I have like a cooler answer, and I have like a more fun answer. I'm gonna go with the more fun
one. Wait, cool?
Yeah.
Like, cool, you don't say this. You want cool or fun? Which one? Well, choose or die.
I got both
good
cool,
news
really,
and I got
right?
better news.
I want them both.
All right.
Both,
well,
dude.
Like I went to see fucking Star Trek, and it was like, all right.
Okay.
But then I at my buddy's house last weekend, we were like, what are we gonna watch? We had no wives with us. Which, whatever, that doesn't mean anything to you guys. But we watched Bloodsport. It was on. He had it like on his DVR, and I was like, "Oh, Bloodsport!" And he was like, "Oh, I haven't seen that forever." And I kind of got to like walk him through Bloodsport. You know what I mean?
Which sure.
Was like, and I don't know if anybody remembers the movie that well, but that movie has like a 42-minute flashback.
Yeah, the whole last training
half of the
montage
movie is a flashback. He goes to see his like dying sensei.
This is
at the door.
This is JCVD.
Yeah, this is JCVD. The OG. JCVD
OG. Prime.
And he goes to the door, and the dying sensei's wife answers, and she's like, "I'm so glad you came." And he's like, "Yeah, meet you." And then he walks into her lobby or her foyer, whatever.
She owns a hotel. We forgot to mention that.
She kicked him out, and
she's
said,
a hotelier.
Foyer, not the lobby.
JCVD's French. He would say foyer.
Go read a book and get back in here.
And he stands there, and he like looks at a katana sword on the mantle, and then it goes into a flashback.
True.
And it goes on so long that you don't even realize that you're not just watching the movie until like, literally 30 minutes later, it snaps back to him standing in the foyer, and you're like, oh, fuck. That was a flashback.
It'd be great
really
if that was
trippy.
In real time in the movie, so he stood there for 30 minutes while she was... She asked him a question, then he's just like,
His eyes roll back in his head.
I think it works the other way. I think, like, every minute in a movie actually equals to, like, a day in real time.
Okay.
So he was there for, like, a month.
He was long
time. Yeah. It's one of Donald Trump's favorite movies. Truthfully.
Is
really?
It? Yeah. Oh, now I hate it.
He strikes me as a Lionheart guy.
Fuck that movie.
And also, doesn't Jean-Claude Van Damme find a reason to do the splits between two items like four times over the course of the film?
Okay. Twice in one fight.
It's his version of Steven Seagal's pool cue as a weapon. Every movie it's
And you know what? There's another thing he does in the movie which I think is really amazing. They really get down on Bolo Young, who was this guy named Chong Lee.
Chong Lee,
Chong Lee! And
you are next.
Because he like hurts people real bad in the ring. In that one fight with the big sumo guy, he tries to do the dim mock on him, which is the touch of death, because he's just too big for him. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to fucking kill you. It doesn't work. Then the guy keeps coming at him, and he goes into the splits, and he gives him the cheapest split underhanded ball punch, which takes him out. And then he's like, and then his like heart explodes. And nobody said, and then nobody says, like, but wait a second. He just killed that guy. It's all about Bolo Young.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
Well, he's not as handsome.
A little dirty.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question. If I punch someone in the balls, does their heart explode?
Well, no, it depends on how you do it.
Not in my experience.
Spread out two chairs. I'm going to show you right now. Yeah.
What I mean is it reinvigorated the power of the dim mock, the touch of death. Didn't quite work until he, like, tweaked it with the ball.
Oh, it was a testicular recharge on the dim mock.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a testicular recharge.
I just picture a point being like, I see what's wrong with you, dim mock here. You got to fucking hit the balls to just get it kickstarted.
Nice uppercut.
Yeah. Yeah, but all in all, though, great movie, man. Like, such an they don't make them like that anymore. It's so good.
Fantastic movie. That's, yeah,
it's so good.
So good.
In fact, my buddy I was watching it with, we both said that we wanted to make like a send-up, but more like, not like a total send-up like Lampoon, but like a send-up kind of like cool homage
to
like that era of like Michael Dudikoff, JCVD, you know.
Yeah, just get her.
Remo Williams, that kind of shit. Ooh. You guys were just badasses.
Remo Williams.
I love Remo Williams.
Yeah. The adventure continues.
Yeah.
Which was the first one?
That's the first, yeah. The first in a series of one movies.
Which means that somewhere out there,
yeah,
there is a Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Let's all right. Bert Kreischer, turn the show off because I'm about to say, let the games begin!
Lady and gentlemen, some people in the audience have fashioned name tags out of basically their movie poster parodies for the most part. Some are very creative, and they're all pretty creative today. So just go pick who you'd like to play for, and then physically bring the name tag back. There's one up in the balcony, I see. And we don't have any ads in this episode, so the quicker you do it, the better. Just get on it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Susie's really looking him over. There you go. She's going with that.
These are the largest name tags I've seen anytime I've done the show.
Jeff, David
yeah,
made it
people are making them bigger and bigger, and it's not a bad move. It's a good way to get.
Whoa.
This is a real.
I'm just gonna take this from you.
This is a real joint taped to mine.
Yeah, there is. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about yours first, then. Let me see that.
Take a close look at that one, Doug.
All right, so this is... I have to read this out loud. If you lose tonight, that's the consolation prize, is that I have to say that. So don't read that part out loud, but tell us about the name tag and why you chose it.
I chose it because I'm a huge fan of the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and all things Hunter S. Thompson, rest in peace. And I was drawn to the doobie in the mouth, obviously. And I believe that's a picture of you in Johnny Depp's sunglasses, and I was drawn to that. And this has been cleverly retitled Fear and Lauren in Las Vegas, which I'm assuming is you.
Good job, Lauren.
So, yeah. All that from way back here. I was like, yep, check, 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 check.
Taking it.
How did that affect traffic when they filmed that in Las Vegas? I wonder.
Were you loathing the traffic, or were you more fearful of it?
A couple days.
You're just being silly. Uber was not a thing. It wasn't working for them yet. Shawnee, what do you got?
That was hilarious. I love Maxually. I love romantic comedies, and so it just caught my eye right out of the gate. And okay. There's a little picture of you, and Jeff Tate's punk ass made the cut, too. He's on there. Heard it, Jeff. So, yeah. Yeah, love Maxually.
And this is for a contestant named Love.
Probably, yeah. Love, is that your name? You want to
talk
about
it? We have fun with that all the time. Kenneth, what's the frequency?
Yes, it is an REM song. Are you going to kick my ass? That's what people say when they hit me. I grabbed this because it's Godzilla. So I assume your name is Leah, and it was very far away, so I thought, I don't mean to insult you, but I thought
you
this
thought it was going
to
be good?
I thought it was good, and then I got it, and it just looks like a vibrating badger instead of Godzilla.
It looks like the Wisconsin badger.
Yeah, it looks like a badger, and I'm like,
I thought it was one of those photos where you stare at it and then like a shark pops out of it.
Yeah,
whatever.
It might be a Magic Eye photo, but, and also Godzilla's tail looks kind of like...
A bunny tail.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's a space between his Godzilla legs.
Yeah.
It's the fire.
But he's on fire instead of shooting fire,
his
which I don't
is
think is
fire.
How Godzilla works.
I think I it's mean, great, Leah.
Look, I do too. I think a lot of the effort, obviously, and time went into the name.
Yeah,
because that's
yeah.
the important part. And it got your attention, and so it fucking worked.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
it,
should
it,
like
it.
Yeah, she, the name is perfect, and then I think it was 6:30, and she was like, shit, I got to get in the car and get over
exactly.
there.
The longer we talk about it, the more
I'm sorry.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's going right on the
yeah,
bridge
right
after
the,
this.
Really, it's not that bad.
No, it's fun.
Good job, Leah. Susie, who you got?
I got 50 First Kates.
Very nice.
Because it resonated with me because I actually thought it was the movie The Wedding Singer, and now it's not. So it's kind of
The movie itself or the poster?
I was just kind of rushing. I was like, oh, yeah, it's the one with the wedding, and it's
right.
not.
It's still Drew Barrymore.
But it's still the same people.
That is a delicious looking pineapple, though, I will say.
And also, the penguin has pineapples on his shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A collared shirt, so it's a little step up. You know what I'm saying? It's
but
not
it looks like he's wearing
a crew
anyway.
Neck.
It's like, that's weird
it's
for a penguin to dress up.
Yeah.
It is.
Hawaiian shirt over a tux.
If it's a first date or a first Kate.
All right.
I'm not sharing it with the audience.
Graham, what'd you get?
I took a National Treasure themed poster because the guy's name is Pat. He photoshopped his head over Nick Cage.
I worked with him.
In Photoshop.
Pat guy in the Photoshop? Yeah, he's a good business. And he called it Patchinal Treasure. So I love the sort of half effort of this. And then bad Photoshop of the sidekick is he put Doug's head, but your head is really misproportionate, so you're like some kind of weird parade float or one of those president baseballs that run around during the seventh inning stretch.
Like the opposite of a Zika baby?
Yeah.
You need a shunt. It looks like a shunt requiring
too soon.
Issue.
Yeah. Too soon.
So, yeah.
I'm just making fun of Zika babies while we can, because they're going to grow up eventually, and then you're not going to want to say shit about them.
I think you
you're right. Get out ahead of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's smart
get
play.
It out now.
And there's no Zika babies in that movie, so the opposite of a Zika baby would just be a person in that movie, you people. What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
a thing.
Yeah, think about so that I, next yeah. time.
National Treasure is a, is
so
a pro, pro Zika
heathens.
Baby movie, so that's why I picked it.
All right. Good job.
Well, all right then.
As long as you have a reason, that's all I care about. And thank you to everybody who brought name tags, and you know, good luck next time. Those that didn't get selected, which will be Monday night at Meltdown Comics. The first game we're going to play tonight is called Doug Loves Musicals. I know a lot of the guys on the panel probably dig musicals.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for the music to stop and the talking to start. I think that's a surefire sign that you don't like musicals.
Yeah, it must have really, Les Mis must have killed you.
I like Les Mis. I do like Les Mis.
For them to talk.
I like Les Mis.
Okay.
I do.
So that's the key for you is they have to sing every word of the story.
No speaking.
No
speaking at all.
I want them to like talk sing like Jean Valjean. Who am I?
Bloodsport musical?
He really sings.
He does. But there was a few.
He sings.
Few good
I'm Jean Valjean.
That's fucking singing.
That is fucking.
All right. So here's what's going to happen. All of you use your microphones. Just guess as often as you like. The first person that guesses the movie musical that has the songs I'm about to list in it. So these are the songs from the soundtrack of a movie musical. And you can guess as many times as you want. First person to get it right wins. Here we go. What musical has all of these songs in it? Starting with Magic Night.
Cats?
Rent.
Xanadu.
No
get
and
the
no.
Fuck out of here.
Another song awesome. In this movie is called Samantha.
Who's the boss of the musical?
Saturday Night Fever. Is that a musical?
What'd you say?
Nothing, never mind.
He sings with his hips the whole time. You're goddamn right it's a musical.
Another song in this musical is Liberation.
Hair.
No.
Mamma Mia.
No.
Hairspray?
No.
Shampoo?
No.
Conditioner.
Hair gel. Hair tonic. Hair clippers.
Lather, rinse, repeat. Rogaine.
That weird blue stuff they put the comb in.
Barbicide. I know that stuff.
Barbicide always sounds like a crime.
Yeah, it sounds like yeah. You committed barbicide.
It doesn't sound good, does it?
Two counts of barbicide.
Can you get that comb and the barbicide one more time for me?
There's a song in this musical called I Love You to Death. Another one. I'm just going to speed through these
because
I don't feel like you guys are going to know this.
Bohem.
Give me a break.
West Side Story.
The Nell Carter story?
Cats? Did somebody say cats?
I did say cats.
Say cats.
There's
cats.
A song called New York, The Sound of the City.
Fuck.
Don't yell out from the audience if you figure
rent.
It
Kiss
out.
Me, Kate.
Oh, Rent? Did you say Rent?
I said Rent.
Not Rent.
Somebody say
oh,
cat?
That was such a magic night when I got AIDS. Oh, give me a break. I love you to death.
Well, I love you to death makes sense.
I guess I'm not going to go see Rent
oh,
now.
Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls.
Nope, because okay. The next song is called Milkshake.
Oh, it's Moulin Rouge. No, it's Burlesque.
No.
Chicago.
No.
Glitter?
Fuck. Chicago, the New York City musical.
Shut up, Graham. At least I'm trying.
Can we start asking
this one, like, no, don't
questions?
Ask anybody else or me anything.
Is that all the songs?
Hang on, there's two more songs, but this next one's going to tip it for a lot of, maybe not a lot, but somebody in the audience. So keep it, don't spill the beans.
That's not the song.
Is that again? Should I get that as
yes,
a hint?
Yes, the song is called Don't Spill the Beans. And I wish that was a song in the rock opera Tommy. Because the bean scene is disgusting. But no. YMCA is in this movie.
Oh, Can't Stop the Music.
That's correct.
Kaboom!
Nice.
Steve Guttenberg's finest role.
Did you know what the final song in the list of songs tracks from that movie is?
Is it the name of the movie?
In the Navy?
YMCA.
Can't stop the music. So I knew we'd get it eventually.
Is it really? I wouldn't have guessed it. I guarantee I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, no, it's whoever could say Can't Stop the Music quickest if we had gotten that one. Which is always a fun game in and of itself.
I never would have gotten that. If you would have said Can't Stop the Music first, I wouldn't have gotten that.
I've never even heard of that movie.
Oh, I love what movie has the song Can't Stop the Music in it?
Cats.
You're right. You really can't figure it out.
I can't do it. I can't figure it out.
Cats.
What an idiot.
He proved it right there.
All right. So Ken Reed gets to start us off in this next game. And it's a little something called How High Can You Get? Mm. And I was going to play it on the show yesterday in Denver. And we didn't get around to it. But a guy in the audience said that he had a great suggestion for that game. His name was Titty, T-I-T-Y,
Titty?
_ O-S. So I don't know what that name's supposed to mean. And I would have asked him if he were in the audience, but he was in the audience in Denver.
Titty operating system.
Yeah, that's the new.
Yeah.
Titty O's.
That's what I call my hands.
Aw, shit.
Show me the twins. Boom.
I don't get it.
Here's how this works. Titty OS suggested.
Yeah.
Titios sounds like a
Taco Bell item.
A villain from another planet in Thor. Titios is going to destroy Earth if you guys don't do well in this game.
Okay.
Say bye, everyone.
It starts with Ken. I'm going to tell you guys a genre of film. Ken has to name a movie in that genre that only has one word in the title.
Oh, wow, okay.
Then Susie has to do the same. Then Graham, Tyler, Sean.
Understood.
And then the next round will be two words.
Okay.
And then the next round three, and we see who can get the highest.
All in the same genre.
Yeah, we stick with the same genre the whole time.
Jeez.
So you can start thinking, that you can get ones on account, you know, get ones in your head that'll work in upcoming rounds. And we shift the rounds each time. So like next round, Susie will go first. Ken?
Yes.
The genre suggested by Titios is westerns.
What?
Shane.
Name a western with one... Okay, Shane. Susie, a western with one word in the title.
Outlaw?
That's so great.
I'm a western word. Sure, that's a movie.
It's part of a
that
western.
That has to
please
be a movie.
Please be a movie. Please be a movie. Please
oh, I'm
be
sure
a movie.
It is, but we don't take the time to look it up. So we're going to just assume that there's a movie called Outlaw
yep.
and that it's a western.
Because so
it could be somebody that's just running from the law in the middle of a city.
It could be an old Van Damme movie.
It's a sequel to The In-Laws.
Does anybody have a tiny computer on them? No, so a very small computer so with have, a device of some
A,
kind.
A, we don't have time to look it up, and B, I don't give a fuck. Graham.
That's very dice of you.
All my decisions are final. Graham. Susie, for the next round, think of an actual western that has two words in the title. That you know, like, you know about. You
Unforgiven.
Know what I mean? Yes. Okay. Great example.
Tombstone.
Very good. Sean.
Westworld.
Yeah, I
okay.
But is that a science fiction?
Or we could argue about that
it's
one all day.
It's there in a western setting, right? It's both.
Part
Netflix
of it.
Would have it on both.
Partially, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited about the new Westworld on HBO?
I'm very excited about that series. It looks so good.
The previews make it look like it's not going to be as linear as the
right.
yeah. original Westworld movie. So we'll
and
see.
And the movie wasn't that dark either. The series looks super dark.
The movie was pretty dark. Like they came to, you know, enjoy playing like their Knights of the Round Table, and the guy just gets a sword right through his yeah. belly and goes, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I mean, Yul Brynner's
crazy
terrifying.
Good, man.
Yeah, that movie's one of the ones that stands out to me from as a child the most.
You guys right. didn't grow up in the Jordan household, apparently.
Which
no, I didn't.
Michael Jordan, who are you talking about? all right, Susie, we move to you. Two word, western title.
Outlaw 2.
She's got you there. Right,
that's the valid. Sequel.
Yeah, I mean, you're still in the game just because of the balls. Graham.
Well, I have two. One I know is correct. Can I?
Well, say the one that you is correct.
Can I say the wrong answer first?
Well, here's it.
All right. Because one of them, I'm not sure if it's one or two words.
Well, that's why you shouldn't use that one.
Oh, good call.
Be though. Careful.
All right, well, then I'll just go, The Searchers.
Yeah, good job.
Bless you, wait, sir, bless
oh,
you.
Oh, someone's allergic to John Ford
the
movies.
Counts yeah. as the
Dead Man.
Dead Man.
Dead Man, mm-hmm. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
It's a Jim Jarmusch movie. Check
it out. Did you know that he tried to talk him into calling it Depp Man?
Yeah. Then they were like,
you
yeah,
you almost kind of believe me.
For 1 second, I was like, look who I'm talking to, come on.
Sean.
High Noon.
Uh-huh.
Wyatt Earp.
There you go. Great job, everybody. What's that face, Susie?
I can't remember if someone said something.
Oh, three words for you, Graham. A western, western with three words in the title.
Oh, she just gets skipped over?
No, we still.
Yeah, it changes each round.
Oh, that's right.
I'm special.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Mm-hmm. But it's called The Outlaw Josie Wales. So save that for the four-word round.
310 to Yuma.
That's
a two number. That's numbers.
There's the word
one
three.
Word.
The number yeah. 10.
No, it's spelled.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
God bless you,
Tyler.
Okay.
Go in peace, my son. Tyler, you got a three-worder.
The Young Guns.
It might just be Young Guns 2.
Very fuck good. You, dude. That's
Outlaw, which might not even be a movie, by the way.
Yeah.
2 is in Young Guns 2, is it?
Yeah, no, Young Guns 2 is a great answer.
I was
going to
say Young
it.
Guns 2.
Thanks, man.
Sean.
There's some inspiration coming from somewhere.
That was it. I had Young Guns 2 locked. Hold on.
That was really your
that
one?
That was definitely my one.
I stole your thunder. Love it.
I don't think it's that funny.
I have a theory.
Can't think.
You don't got another one?
No.
All right, you're out. You'll be back. You'll be back soon enough.
Dances with Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
That's really good.
South Dakota.
All right. Quit it with your crazy finger snapping.
Yeah, that really scared me. I'm sitting right next to him. I thought I was going to get hurt.
Yeah. It sounds like a bug flying into a zapper. Next round.
I can't make
it. Next round is four words starting with Tyler.
A fistful of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
There's people in this audience already have one with eight in their minds.
Yeah.
They're not impressed with your four-word title. Sean's out. Ken?
There is a movie called A Minute to Pray.
Ooh.
It's a spaghetti western.
Sure. Susie?
The King and I.
The Outlaw King and I. Huh?
It takes place in the opposite of the West.
I would like to challenge you to a duel.
That's my Yul Brynner. See, in the movie, he...
Like you're a gifted mimic.
Forget it.
Graham.
The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yes. I don't know why no one didn't fucking steal that. So many chances. All right, so now we're up to a five-word title,
ooh,
starting with Ken and Graham and Tyler, the other two that are still in,
ooh,
this.
Five-word
Western.
Five words Western.
Got one.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Okay. No, that's three syllables, not three words.
Oh, shit.
Five words.
Yeah. Five, right.
Nothing?
I got nothing.
Graham, do you have one?
For a few dollars more.
Oh, look at you.
Nah.
A lot of weird hand stuff on his face.
I'm completely unskilled at this.
I appreciated
this.
I felt that you were helping.
Tyler, take it home.
The good, the bad, ugly?
He said it fast. It was almost fine.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Don't think about it too much. Just say
there's an and in there, so it's eight words. All right, so Graham wins that game.
Well deserved.
How the West was won.
Oh.
And amongst
I had
many,
once upon
many
a time
others.
In the West.
Does anybody other have a good five?
I just don't like Westerns.
Anybody got a good five out there?
The Quick and the Dead.
Would No Country for Old Men count, or is that not even close to a Western?
No Country for Old Men? I'd take that. It's Western-y.
Yeah.
They got Western hats on.
True story.
Movie.
Yeah. Got some twang.
It's got some twang. Go over the border or something, right?
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
It's got cows.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Inconsequential.
Or no, I'm sorry. It has a gun that you kill cows with.
Same thing.
Yeah. That's what I meant. All right. So Graham gets to go first in Jason and Deb's IMDb game. And...
what an unenthusiastic clap.
I can't wait for the applause on after I announce the names of these games.
Yeah, yeah.
I never know which ones they're going to be excited about. But LA has given me their answer.
You guys don't like Jason and Deb?
Or at least this one particular group of 99 people from the LA area. Or visiting. So who's visiting from out of town? I don't care. Well, it's great to have you guys here. All right. Asshole. Okay, so explain very quickly. On IMDb page, on your page, Tyler, it says, like, best known for,
yeah,
and probably has, Deadbeats in there,
yeah,
and your CW show.
Sure. Yeah, Reaper, Tucker and Dale.
Tucker and Dale's probably
Apes,
in there.
Stuff like that, The Boss.
Planet of the Apes, you think, got in there?
Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably in there.
Yeah.
It's a weird metric that they choose, but basically everybody's got a top four. So I'm going to start saying someone's top four, and then you guys buzz in with your own name when you have a guess at who you think the person is I'm talking
about. We say our own name when we think...
To buzz in. Like, okay, you go, okay. Tyler, and then you say, I think it's Tom Hanks.
Got it. Can't just say, or like...
No, because I might not be looking, and any one of you are capable of making that noise.
Unless your name was that.
Yeah, got if it, your name it. Is... Then
I,
go for
I
it.
Understand the rules now. I didn't at first. I get it now.
If I ever have
Susie,
a kid, if I ever
outlaw.
Have a kid, I'm going to name it. All right. Yeah, Susie will buzz in and say outlaw every time. I think there were six in the outlaw series,
yeah,
so you're safe.
The sequels,
so
yeah,
good.
Just keep answering with it.
So good.
But then if you jump in early, like if you jump in on the first title, you get cocky. Like let's say the first title is Love Actually. There's a shit ton of people in that the answer could be. But if you want to take a chance, that you think you know what I'm thinking, or you think there's some sort of trend or something, then you can jump in. But it'll be -1 point.
Yeah, it's virtually a who's who of British thespians.
If you fail, yes. Yeah. So if you fail, you get -1 point. But if you succeed, you get bonus points for each additional movie you can name in the person's top four.
Ooh.
I hope you understand.
Wait, say that last part again. You get bonus points for every additional title from that person's top four. Got it.
After I say you have the right answer, then I'll ask you what the other ones are, depending on how many are left in that person's top four. I hope you all understand. Maybe that's why they weren't cheering for it, is because it always takes so long to explain.
It's convoluted.
All right, so the first film in this person's top four is Valkyrie.
Tom Cruise. I mean, Tyler.
I'm not Tom Cruise,
by
the way.
Did he say Val Cruise?
I'm not Tom Cruise. I didn't want you guys to think that I think that I'm Tom Cruise. I know that I'm not Tom Cruise.
Right? Tyler, Tom Cruise,
yeah,
Levine.
That's what people call me, so you can see the confusion. Tyler.
Okay, Tyler, what's your guess?
Tom Cruise.
No.
You don't think that's one of his top four? Come on.
Oh, I don't know what's in his top four, because that's not the person whose top four I wrote down. But, you know, it's cool. You took a shot at it. Could have been Tom Cruise. He's definitely in Valkyrie.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a decent guess.
Yeah, you gotta swing. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. You know what I mean? You got to swing for the fences, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Why did you hold back?
He's more of a lay a bunt down the third baseline kind of guy, I think, right?
Yeah.
You're strategic.
Let's just continue playing the game.
All right, it's
shall
not
we?
Tom Cruise, but the first title was Valkyrie. Anybody else want to buzz in?
I don't.
George Clooney. No, I just think I'm George Clooney. I wanted to yell that out.
Yeah, you didn't say your name first, so it doesn't count. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Ken.
Who is it, Ken?
Julia Roberts?
No.
She's
not in either of those movies.
She's in Mary Riley.
That Where was is she in moment. Frankenstein? I want to
she's
see Julia
under
Roberts.
Makeup. She was cut. Oh, now I know who it is, too.
Right?
God
that's what
damn
happens.
It.
-1 for Ken. Sean and Graham and Susie are winning by doing nothing.
Can I guess again?
You'll get back in.
Yeah, okay.
You'll get back in, Tyler, but not on this one. Not on this watch. Henry V. Henry V.
Graham.
Who is it, Graham?
Kenneth Branagh.
That's correct.
Stay and do the rest of the show,
I don't think
Graham.
I've ever seen anybody say Kenneth Branagh
Graham,
and then drop
stay.
A mic.
Sit the fuck down.
Kenneth Branagh.
Graham, report back to your microphone. You get to guess one more Kenneth Branagh project for his top four. If you're correct, you get one more point.
So the three were Valkyrie, Frankenstein, and what was the third one that you said that I got it on? Was Henry V or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Right before you dropped the mic.
And rocked the Branagh drop.
Right, yeah.
Took your shirt off.
Like a round.
Before I slapped that kid in the front row.
It's early onset Alzheimer's when you just can't remember where you dropped your mic.
I don't know what happened. Let's see.
Just pick a popular. I'll give you no clues. Just pick one.
I can't think of one.
Oh, okay.
Can I guess one?
Yeah. No, you can't.
Can I just for fun?
Oh,
maybe. But not until Graham's done his final.
I thought he was done a while ago.
How about that one we all know in this story?
All right, you're not going to come up with this
one. I can't come up
with... You're not going to come up with Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way that I want to come up ever.
What bizarre algorithm is this?
Like Harry Potter?
Well, he directed that one, I believe, so that's maybe why he got that one in his top four. All right, so Graham got the 1 point. He's in the lead with just one. And we move on to the second of five rounds.
Really rubbing it. He's in the lead with just one. Just one.
Everybody's back in.
How many games have we played already?
14.
We're going to play all of them, Tyler.
It's a lock-in.
I'm so lost.
Whose top four starts with... Thelma and Louise.
Tyler.
Sure. Holy shit, you love to jump right in.
I'm just doing it. I'm just doing it. Never seen it. I'm going to say it's Gina Davis, man.
Incorrect.
I'm going to drop the mic and everything. That Gina Davis mic drop. Wait. Oh, God damn it.
Anybody else want to buzz in?
Tyler.
You can't yet. The next title, Dead Man Walking.
Sean.
Sean, who is it?
Oh, I think I'm wrong. Susan Sarandon?
That's correct. Susan Sarandon, the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
The other cliff diver.
It's Louise or Thelma, I don't know.
Okay, so Sean, you get two more points if you can name two more titles in her top four. I saw her in The Meddler recently. I enjoyed that.
She's quite good.
She's a fetching.
She's a fetching lady.
I don't. Bull Durham, and
that's a good one.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
One of those is correct, and that's Rocky Horror Picture Show is in her top four. But strangely, instead of Bull Durham,
Ping Pong Summer.
They don't take my favorite movies into account when they're picking.
Well, I think you probably do like this movie if I can say it. Lovely Bones.
Okay.
Oh.
No?
I'm not a fan. Bull Durham is better.
I'm not a fan of it. All right. So Sean got two points for his trouble there. Good job, Sean. And here's the next round.
Didn't drop the mic or anything.
Yeah. It's called show business.
Regrettable.
Sean.
It's regrettable. Regrettable.
You even said Susan Sarandon very quietly.
Yes, yeah, with dignity.
Like, yeah. Like you were going to try to take
with
it back.
Quiet dignity.
Wrong.
I'm shy.
It's not a name that one shouts. It's not a Kenneth Branagh. You know what I mean? It's a Susan Sarandon.
He's fucking knighted, okay? You drop a mic when you drop a mic on the knight. Mike Knight.
Maybe in Buckingham Palace.
Michael Knight? You're bringing up the Knight Rider now?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was knighted. Sir Michael Knight.
He was.
Knight.
Right.
Talk about that shit on TV Guidance Counselor.
That's
this
right.
is Doug Loves Movies.
It's pretty dope.
All right, here we go.
Sir Michael Knight.
Here's the first name. Movie. Title. Whose top four starts with Blade Runner?
Tyler. Getting ready for the mic
That's
drop.
Fucking awesome.
Okay, who is it?
Losing confidence. I don't want to say the obvious because it's not going to be.
You never know.
It might be. I'm going to say it. No, I'm not. What about Rucker Hauer?
Shit.
Incorrect.
Harrison Ford is what I meant to say.
You're a negative three. You're good. You still got time for a comeback. Anybody else want to buzz in?
Nope.
All right, the next title, Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Ken.
Say that.
Ken?
Sean Young.
That's correct. Boom. Sean Young. Ken is out of the hole, has zero.
Oh, nice.
You're up to zero.
Excellent.
And you got two more Sean Young things you'd like to guess for
Ooh,
bonus points?
Two more
points?
Sean Young things. I am going to guess... I got nothing. what the hell have I seen Sean Young in?
She was very popular around the time of Blade Runner.
She's a really bad actress, I gotta say.
Well, yeah, she was in.
Wait, what are you doing, helping him?
Yeah, I don't know. He's in.
You're thinking of The Cutting Edge. That wasn't Sean Young. No, that was Maura Kelly.
You're in a much deeper hole than he is, Tyler. Yeah.
I've been getting deeper and deeper into a negative. Yeah,
you're at negative three.
All I can think of is that cheerleader movie where they rob a bank. Yeah, that's not it.
She is also has in her top four Stripes and No Way Out.
No Way Out.
Wow. Yeah.
She was the girl that hooked up with Harold Ramis in Stripes.
Yeah.
And in No Way Out, I think she doesn't she like
Kevin Costner in No Way
Out? Do something with Kevin Costner in a limo?
Yeah, I think they'd do it.
Yeah, they do it.
Makes it with her.
Sean has 2 points. Graham has one. The rest of it we don't need to discuss right now, really. The top four of this next person starts with The Hangover.
Tyler? Get it.
I mean, can I just say this to you really quickly? You know it's not always like the star of the movie.
I know, I'm trying to say
and that every one of these movies has arguably like two lead characters.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your guess?
I said Rutger Hauer, I mean, come on.
What's your guess? Yeah,
my guess for The Hangover is going to be, I'm going to say,
That's the one with the most in it, too. Like,
most obvious.
You got a lot to pick from, buddy.
Ken Jeong.
Dr. Ken?
Dr. Ken.
On ABC?
Yeah, but he was
returning on September
23rd.
Yeah. No.
I was thinking, I became a part of a big plug there.
Yeah,
it was
you got me. I thought that was. I thought it was gonna be it.
All right, the second movie after The Hangover is Austin Powers: The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh fucking hell! I know it.
Now he knows it. See, just hang back till that second title. Yeah, that really comes into. Comes into focus when you hear two titles.
I get it now.
Oh,
Graham.
Sean.
Graham said it already.
Heather Graham.
Fuck him.
That's right.
God.
Heather Graham.
Graham, you accidentally dropped the mic.
I need you back to your microphone. Okay, yeah, do some...
He's John Bass down it.
Do some
You've never been in
push-ups.
Prison. Don't try to act.
Yeah.
Two more Heather Graham projects. Mr. Elwood.
Oh boy, let's go with The Hangover 3.
Okay, what else?
And
I like how he did the push-ups facing the audience.
Yeah, yeah. We were not good enough to see the push-ups.
No, you guys should already have good dip technique.
Well, they were more like reverse pull-ups. They were like pull-downs.
They're not push-ups. Technique? I don't know what you call those. What do you
That's
call
those?
That's
a dip.
Dips. You were doing dips.
I'm working tries, guys. I'm working tries today for this episode. Okay, everybody? Tries.
Why don't you try to
so
get
that's your
next
guess?
Answer.
Everybody tries?
Yeah. Fuck, I can't think of another Heather Graham.
Go to sleep.
There's three Hangovers, right? We've established that.
All right, Hangover 2. I'll
no
it.
And no.
What's the opposite of dropping the mic?
No, Boogie they're nights? From, yeah. Put your mic as high up into
throw
the air
the
as
mic
possible.
In the air.
You just threw the mic into the lighting rig.
The other two Heather Graham projects listed are From Hell and Boogie Nights. From Hell and Boogie Nights.
Fuck
yeah.
Boogie Nights.
From Hell? I don't remember that.
Yeah, she sure is. Okay.
Does a terrible British
I'll
accent.
I'll take your
too.
Word for it, I guess.
Yeah. She sure is.
She sure is in there.
All right.
Along with Depp Man.
Original title of From Hell.
Star of Depp Man.
Depp Impact?
Impact, nice.
Okay, now anybody, this is the final round, but it's anybody's game, believe it or not, but unlikely to be Tyler's.
Don't listen to him. He doesn't.
I believe in you, man.
If Susie buzzes in on the very first title, she could pick up 4 points and just go all the way to the win, and everybody else can add a lot of points too. So I'd say go ahead and take a chance on this one, you guys.
I'm gonna finally do that. I'm really gonna just let go of all my inhibitions.
We got Kenneth Branagh, Susan Sarandon, Sean Young, and Heather Graham so far. Let's see who this one is. The first title, The Incredible Hulk.
Susie.
Oh.
Susie buzzes in. What do you got, Susie?
Eric Bana. Bana.
No. I was excited that you buzzed in. Eric Bana was in a movie that was just called Hulk.
Ken.
This is The Incredible Hulk. Ken?
Jennifer Connelly.
No.
Tyler.
Really? You don't want to just
wait a second?
Nope,
I'm going to wait. I'm taking it back.
We're going for it.
Trying to psych out Graham over here.
I don't have to do dick. I just got to let you fuckos just say dumb names.
And yet you do.
You do, because you're tied with Sean, so you got to make something happen. Mm.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The second film after The Incredible Hulk is Armageddon. I'm getting out of here soon. The third film, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Sean.
Sean, what is it?
Is it Liv Tyler?
Liv Tyler is correct.
Oh! Drop the mic and do push-ups.
He put in the form of a question, though. Does that...
Yeah,
still
is that
counting?
Legal?
It was,
yeah, he tends to add a question mark at the end. It's cool. So, after those three titles, Sean, what would you say is the fourth title? If you get this one correct, you win the whole thing. If you miss it, we have to go... we don't have to go to a tiebreaker. You win regardless.
Yeah.
What is not very exciting. What was your last?
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
So, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King? Was she in that?
Oh.
Aerosmith, Crying, that amazing music video. Yeah. That I used to J-O-T when I was 12.
Wasn't she in Amazing, though, and not Crying?
She was in Amazing, Crying, and there was that other one that was one word.
That thing you do?
Oh. Wait, Liv Tyler was only in the one. It was Alicia Silverstone that was in more than one.
Amazing's with both of them.
Okay, and Alicia Silverstone was in Crying. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Liv. You're listening.
You're making the TV guy really mad.
Oh, my God.
He knows music videos because they play on TV.
That's right.
Did Graham get it? Is it that thing you do?
You want to just keep guessing all night?
Graham guessed that.
Good guess, Graham.
Thank you.
What was your guess?
That thing you do.
Oh, yeah.
You were so close, dude. It's The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Second one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, very close. All right, let's do... So Sean wins for tonight.
Congratulations. You earned that snapping. Yes.
Ooh.
None of the listeners saw
that. You just give her the business.
Sean Jordan, can you come back to the next show? Can you be on the next episode?
On what day?
You have to go to Orlando. All right, see you there. Great.
Start walking.
Let's do one more for everybody back in, just for funsies, because all of the answers were actors whose names are also names of people on the panel. Kenneth Branagh, Susan Sarandon, her friends call her Susie.
Yep.
Graham.
Sean Young. Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Let's go one more and see if you guys can figure it out.
Somebody Doug.
Ben something.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my own name. Neither of which has ever been in the title of a motion picture.
It's a title?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, first on this person's top four, Super High Me. Okay. The answer's not me.
Son right. of the Mask.
Here we go. Creed.
Sean.
Graham.
Sean, I said it first.
I think Sean got in first quietly. But Graham made it, I got it face first.
Is it Michael B. Jordan?
That's correct! Yeah.
Graham knows my last name.
What else do you think is in Michael B. Jordan's top four, Graham?
I'm gonna go with.
I didn't even get it.
Why does Graham get to guess?
Because it's just funny.
I'm gonna go Friday Night Lights.
Ooh, he wasn't in the. Oh, all right.
And I'm gonna go with. What's that movie where the high school kids had special powers and they flew around? Chronicle or some shit like that.
Oh, the air up there.
Yeah. The
Super 8? No.
Chronicle?
Do you have any guesses, Susie?
Oh, Fruitvale Station.
Hi. He gave you a...
Wait,
he's giving you directions.
Way to bring it back.
Yeah, Fruitvale Station's correct, as is Chronicle. And then the one you missed, probably one of his best, he's probably the most proud of this, Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Stellar. Stellar movie.
Of course.
Fantastic Four with the great Michael B. Jordan. All right, so once again, Sean is our winner. So Max, come get your prizes.
Baloney.
Baloney. And we'll start with Tyler. Tell us again, promote yourself. What's the, when can people see Zoom?
What's the haps? You can see Zoom. I would recommend going to IMDb. I keep saying that. Go to iTunes. You can get a video on demand. You can see it at the NoHo. Lemley 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Deadbeat is on Hulu. Even though we're not making more, it has not been canceled because it's just there. You can just go watch it forever in perpetuity. So check it out. And just a fun little tidbit, I'm going to shoot Super Troopers 2 tomorrow. Yeah. Starting that tomorrow in Boston. This guy's hometown, so look for that in the future.
I'm trying to get them to shoot a end credit after the credit scene where they meet me and I challenge them to come to Weed Fest.
And then we have a sequel to Beer Fest, which is Weed Fest, which would be way better probably.
I don't know. I just want to make it.
The great Doug Benson.
But I need their help.
All right, I'll talk to him about it.
So talk to him when you're on the set.
Also, if you haven't seen The Boss, my movie with Melissa McCarthy, go rent that or buy that.
Oh, yeah, check that out.
Check it out. It's pretty funny. It's silly.
It's the Melissa McCarthy I know and love, because I like it when she's dirty.
She's super dirty in it.
Like a martini.
Is way dirtier. Yeah, she's dirty. She's the queen of dirt.
Susan Sarandon, isn't she in there? Susie Sarandon?
No, not Kathy Bates. Often
same
mistaken.
Thing. Kathy Bates, she's like the dirty Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, I get it. I see where the confusion happened there. No, but everyone, Peter Dinklage is in there. So if you like the dank, he's in there. There's a whole bunch of people. It's Kristen Bell. It's a fun movie. I'm going to stop talking about it now because it does all the work for me.
Fair enough. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me fail spectacularly on your show. I appreciate it.
Sean Jordan, what's coming up for you besides a trip to Orlando?
Kissimmee?
Going to Orlando. I don't know. It's on my website, seanjordancomedy.com, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, and Sean Kruger Mellon Jordan on Instagram. So just hit follow.
Get on it, you guys. Thank you, Sean. Kenneth Reed.
I have my album out that came out 2 months ago. If you get to search on iTunes after you buy Tyler's movie. And TV Guidance Counselor comes out every Wednesday. Doing shows out and about.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
We'll see you in Boston.
Yeah, absolutely.
Susie Nakamura, Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken premieres September 23rd on ABC and it airs Fridays at 8:30 p.m. And you could see me play a vaguely racist character in Horrible Bosses, too.
I like
racist
Horrible Bosses,
who?
Too.
Probably myself.
Okay, so you're not like just railing against like Mexicans or something?
No, no.
All right. Did you have a good experience here tonight?
I did. It was really fun.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. Because you had to sit next to Graham Elwood.
Oh, shit. I've got my new workout DVDs called Drop the Mic and Dip It. And then, of course, Los Angeles Podcast Festival. Yeah! September 23rd through the 25th. There's still day and weekend passes available. And also, if you can't make it, we live video stream the entire festival, all 40 shows and panels. That, and you can watch all of them for 30 days after. That's $25. But if you use coupon code CFN for Comedy Film Nerds, you save $5. So go to lapodfest.com. We'll see you at the Sofitel.
That was so well done.
You guys got to go. Just when you're at the festival, Greg, I'm Graham, Greg, Graham, forget it. Just go to LA Podfest, you guys. I don't even understand this shithead. Cavity? Whose poster is this? Leah? Godzilla?
Do you have a cavity?
Why does it say cavity? Is it cavity as a shithead? Are you just talking about any open space? Any area? No, it says cavity. All right.
And no, she didn't even try to explain it. She just looked at you.
Yeah. Maybe that was the point. Maybe she wanted this to happen.
What do you mean?
She wanted to create a hole or a cavity in the ending of the show.
Well, you called her monster a badger.
Well, I did, but Doug didn't. She didn't have to treat him that way.
Maybe Godzilla is on fire because he's got a painful cavity.
He might, yeah.
Tooth decay is a very serious thing.
Yes, but thank you to all of my guests. One more time for Graham Elwood, Susie Nakamura, Kenneth
thank
Reed,
you.
Sean Jordan, and Tyler Levine. And as always, cavities a shithead. Waking up hungover is a shithead. Pitbull, so named because he loves watching pitbulls fight, is a shithead. I didn't even know that about him. What a fucking shithead. But this is even worse, you guys. Courtney Cox's haircut in Scream 3 is a shithead.
Oh my God, such a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.